Mike Dombeck headed the Forest Service during the Clinton years and implemented rules aimed at protecting roadless areas of the national forests. Dombeck is now a professor in the College of Natural Resources at the UW-Stevens Point. He says a Bush administration plan to lift some of the roadless rules and have governors petition to block new roads is not an expansion of states' rights.
I see it more as an abdication of responsibility.
Dombeck says the roadless issue is a bigger topic in the larger national forests of the western U.S. 79% of the forest acreage in the Shawamigan-Nicolet is already within a quarter of a mile of a road. But Dombeck says up to 69,000 acres in northern Wisconsin would still be affected, and he says hunters and anglers may not like the changes.
These are our wildest places, the places where you can you have to hike into in most cases, where you will find trophy wildlife, where you will have your best trout fishing spots.
Governor Doyle's office says the governor is still studying the national forest issue. Doyle's promoting economic growth in the state, but Professor Dombeck says building more roads in the Shawamigan-Nicolet would only add 1% to the timber harvesting volume. The head of the Wisconsin-Michigan Timber Producers Association was with President Bush at an appearance in Duluth and was not reachable for comment. Congressional Republicans say environmentalists who criticize the new roadless plan are scare peddlers. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.